Bernice, this is the radio sermon for Sunday, May 18th, entitled America's Great Moral Opportunity Now, quote unquote, paragraph. America's great poet, Walt Whitman, W-A-L-T, capital W-H-I-T-M-A-N, has described the American dream in words that shall never die. Dash. Words that speak to the heart of every sensitive and sincere son and daughter of this blessed land. Bernice, now make these indented in the form of poetic verses. Paragraph. I celebrate myself and sing myself. Dot. And I know that all the men ever born are also my brothers. Dot. In all people I see myself. Dot. I will not have a single person slighted or left away. Paragraph. Stanza. I am the hounded slave, comma. I wince at the bite of the dog. Dot. Agonies are one of my changes of garment, comma. Sentence. I do not ask the wounded person how he feels, comma. I myself become the wounded person. Stanza. Behold, I do not give lectures or a little charity. When I give myself. Whoever degrades another, degrades me. And whatever is done or said returns at last to me. Dot. I speak the password primeval, comma. I give the sign of democracy, comma. By God, I will accept nothing which all cannot have their counterpart of on the same term. Unquote. This is the voice of a great and noble American who taught all of us that we do belong to one another, that we are bound together in an inevitable brotherhood of suffering, of sorrow, and of common joy. The America of Washington and Jefferson and Lincoln is one built upon the principle that we should not give lectures or a little charity, but we should give ourselves. And that true democracy signifies that we do not want things selfishly which other people cannot also have on the same terms. Dash. That we dare not live in isolation from the need, the hope, the desperation, and the yearnings of men and women quite like ourselves. Born of the same human clay, equipped with the same human senses, looking for the same human opportunities for food, security, love, work, fulfillment. Paragraph. Now, 2 years after the war has ended in Europe, the testing hour has come for America's moral leadership. In proving through deeds rather than words that we deserve the blessings of freedom and of life, which we have enjoyed in this teeming continent of ours. I know full well that there are many vast problems confronting America. Domestic problems of capital and labor, foreign problems of democracy and international harmony, and the avoidance of future wars. There is, however, one problem that will not wait much longer. That is the human problem of men and women and children like ourselves who sit and wait in the displaced persons camps of Europe for America to show them the way to new life, to new hope. They are some 850,000 in number, the victims and the survivors of the Nazi concentration camps. 80% of them are Christians of various denominations, and 20% are Jews. There are 150,000 children below the age of 17. These men, women, and children cannot return to their original homeland because of genuine and justified fear of persecution, or because the streets and the villages of their former homeland are stained irrevocably with the blood of their fathers, mothers, and sisters murdered by the Nazis and their co-workers during the war. The butchers and the barbarians who destroyed human lives ruthlessly and callously. Paragraph. Great numbers of the Jews in the displaced camp persons have signified their determination to go to Palestine. They feel there, amidst the Jewish people, they will find a new home and a substitute family to take the place of their own loved ones cremated in Hitler's gas chamber. Just this past week, the United Nations has established its commission to study and to recommend a just solution for the Palestine problem. I, for one, and countless members of the Christian clergy, friends of Jewish Palestine, trust and pray that the United Nations will, in its report in September, finally make available that solution of the homelessness of the Jewish people in Europe and in other parts of the world. Dash, a solution that shall fulfill the promises made by the nations of the earth to Israel of the establishment of a Jewish homeland where in freedom and in genuine security young Jews and Jewesses in the generations to come may bring forth new moral and social laws and spiritual truths for the benefit of all mankind. There will be no justice in the world at large until justice is done by the United Nations to the martyred, persecuted, and creative Jewish people in the land of Israel. That, however, is but one part of the problem. There is another part of the problem in which America can and must take leadership. There are countless thousands of displaced persons, Catholic, Protestant, and Jewish, who want to come to this land and build their lives anew in this free soil. What shall be the American answer? Shall it be one of callousness, indifference, rejection? Dare we as Americans look at these people who have suffered the tortures of the damned, who have lived through purgatory? Shall we look at them with hard eyes and harder hearts? That is not the American way. When I think of the American way, I think of the story of the little boy who a few weeks ago lost his leg in a terrible accident. Dash, he and his family have been the recipient of compassion and loving kindness from Catholics, Protestants, and Jews, whites and Negroes, the rich and the poor. When our American hearts are touched, we do respond to the call of brotherhood. Well, I think that we should regard those who have survived the Nazi concentration camps in Europe as human beings who have legs and arms, being cut off, atrophied, made useless by months and now years of unemployment and disuse. There they sit in their detention camps with their withered legs and their even more withered spirits. They try to keep up their morale. In the American zone, in Germany and Austria, our military leaders have been doing a superb job in giving food and strength to the victims of Nazism. But you and I know that human beings cannot keep up their morale forever. Living in drab barracks and seeing all their talents going to waste, they need to have a purpose in life. a feeling of being wanted and of being needed. They need a place in the sun far removed from the gas chambers and the haunted house of Hitlerism. Those who want to go to Palestine should be allowed to go there and build a new life by the River Jordan. Those who want to come to this land, and they are few in number compared with the 140 million of Americans, 400,000 out of 140 million are indeed but a drop in the bucket. We Americans, if we are true to our traditions, will say to them, come in. Get tanned faces again.